All right, so in essence, in a short, brief, you know, three nuggets type of information, what's so good about the move-in and move-out cleaning or post-construction cleaning, as we call it? Well, we have 25 years of master cleaning system, plus we have specialized crews of three people, and all the supplies that we're actually using are from the line of Method, which are all organic cleaning supplies, and we actually provide you with a HEPA vacuum from the line of Electrolux, which are the best vacuums in the market at the moment. It's fully owner-managed services. That means that there is an owner of the company actually present during the cleaning, supervising and managing the team to make sure that all the teams actually finish in accordance to what the terms and conditions were agreed upon with the client. And there's 100% money back guaranteed in case you're not happy with what we do. We're going to be providing you, or we're not going to be charging you anything at all. So what areas get clean? As we mentioned, you know, just going with through the kitchen first. The kitchen, in the areas of the kitchen, all the cabinetry, all inside and outside of the cabinets, all the countertops, sinks, all the refrigerators inside and outside. We're going to move the refrigerator towards the front, vacuum, mop, and clean the adjacent encasing walls as well as the back of the refrigerator. And then we're going to also, you know, clean the stovetop, the oven, and then we're going to move the kitchen. We're going to move the stove towards the front so that we can actually vacuum and mop and get rid of any rodents out of the back of the stove. Then in regards to the windows, we're going to be doing the windows in and out. It's actually achievable and doable. There are some clients who actually prefer, you know, just to do them inside. But my best recommendation is to start brand new in your new home with the windows actually clean inside and outside. Or we do have another option by which you can go, which is to power wash the house from the outside. So if you would like to just do the windows inside and then you want to do a power wash from the outside, we can definitely do that for you as well. In regards to the floors, if you have wood floors, we're going to first vacuum it, and then we're going to mop it with an organic cleaning called Bona, B-O-N-A. And all the supplies that we use for the kitchen come from the line of Method, all of them. Okay, so, and that's the only cleaning supplies that we use, only from the line of Method. In regards to the bathrooms now, the bathrooms, once again, depending on what the condition of the bathroom is, if you're moving into your new home, definitely we're going to ask you to replace the toilet seats or let us buy the toilet seats for you through our online web store, and then we can install them for you just in case of transmittable diseases. And then in regards to the shower area or the standing shower or the jacuzzis, depending on whether you're moving into your new home without any construction, without any renovations or with renovations, in case there is no renovations, then we're going to proceed to clean and sanitize every single area of the showers, sinks, toilets, floors, walls, ceilings, in case there are any accumulation of condensation on the ceilings, which usually happens. And if you're if it's a post-construction, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be first removing the dust, and then we're going to proceed to steps 2 and 3, which will be to clean and then sanitize all the areas inside of your bathroom. And when I say all the areas, that includes the light fixtures, that includes the radiator, baseboard radiators that you might have inside the bathroom. That includes the windows in and out, the sashes, the window rails, which is another service that we provide called Vista Cleaning, which not only cleans the windows themselves, but also the railing, the sashes, the screens, and every single part of the windows if you decide to do inside and outside. So that's totally covered. In regards to the bedrooms, once again, depending on whether you are moving into your new home without any construction, if there's no construction, then what we're going to do is, depending on what the walls are like, if there's a lot of dust on the walls, we're first going to pass couple of passes of Swiffer pads to get rid of all the dust from the walls, and highly, highly recommended if you're doing a post-construction. You know, on a post-construction, definitely we need to do Swiffer pads because of all the dust collected on the walls and ceilings and every single area, like the doors, closets, baseboards, and every single area inside of the bedrooms. And you know, once again, when we're doing a move-in, move-in cleaning or a post-construction cleaning, we're going to go inside all of your closets, make sure that there's no dirt. You know, first, if you're doing a post-construction, that there's no dust inside of the cabinets, inside of the drawers. And then we're going to actually clean and disinfect all of the areas inside of your closets. And then we're going to do the doors. The doors, we're going to clean top, bottom, sides, front and back. So every single part of the door gets clean, as well as the door frames of the doors inside of your bedroom. If you have a walk-in closet, we're going to clean and first vacuum all of the drawers. And then we're going to clean and sanitize the inside of the drawer, so that when you come and move in, you're actually just ready to put all your clothes into your drawers or into the shelves. Start hanging up your, you know, your clothes into the closets, instead of you having to clean it or having to sanitize it. So all of these areas inside of the closets, including the floor, the baseboards, is going to be vacuumed and then mopped using the organic cleaning supply. In case you have, you know, in case you have a wood floor, we're going to use Bona, which is a floor cleaner. And the beauty about Bona is that it actually adds a protective shield on top of your wood floor. So not only does it stay clean for the day that we clean, but it actually lasts a couple of days, like 3 or 4 days, depending on the amount of usage or amount of traffic that you have in those areas. The next thing that we do is we clean all the windows, and that includes, once again, with the service of Vista Cleaning. So this is actually part of the moving or post-construction cleaning we're going to be giving you, definitely with Vista Cleaning, because you know, your windows are actually, you know, most likely, I'll say about 90% of the time, in bad shape from the previous owner. So what we do is we actually clean the inside, the outside of the windows, including the window rails, the sashes, the frames, and the screens of the windows, in case there are any screens. In regards to the floors, we're going to vacuum and mop the floors, including the baseboards. And we're going to make sure that every single area in that bedroom is actually taken care of. Then the next area that actually is going to be clean, that is something that we do that very few other companies, I haven't seen any other company do it, but what we do is we actually do clean the vents and the heating radiators. So we're going to take out the cover from the baseboard heating radiators, vacuum inside the filaments, and clean the, you know, the covering plate as well. In regards to the vents, we're going to change the filters in case you need to have those filters changed. Definitely, if you did a post-construction, I'll highly recommend you changing those filters. And once again, we can order it through our online store. And we're going to vacuum the vents in case you have central air system. It's going to be thoroughly clean, and it's going to be part of the service. Now, we have all of this information actually packed into the ultimate moving cleaning system. What I did now is just give you a brief overview, understanding of what is, you know, included as part of the move-in or move-out or post-construction. Little did I do for the move-out cleaning, and the reason being is because it's more like a grayish area that we need to first make sure, you know, whether you are the owner or you are the tenant owner of the property. Usually, most of the cases, if you are the owner of the house and you just sold the house, usually it comes as a sign of respect, as a sign of courtesy to the next owner of the property to actually leave your old home in top mint decent condition. And if you are the previous tenant, if you're renting this place, which could be an apartment or a condominium or a house, you know, depending on your agreement with the landlord, we're going to be doing exactly as it is prescribed between you and the landlord. All right. If you want us to go very deep and thorough, we'll be more than glad and happy to do it. Most of the cases, that's not the case where, you know, that for a move-out cleaning, you will require us to do a very deep, thorough cleaning. But it's always an option. Okay, so, and once again, with the move-out cleaning, we actually do cover everything everything inside of the house. And that, again, is the closets, the windows, the doors, inside every single room, every single storage area, the hallways, kitchens, and bathrooms, you know, inside of the cabinets, outside of the cabinets, countertops, floors, everything from top to bottom, side to side, corner to corner. The only difference is that in some cases, especially with the move-out cleaning, is that the client will not request the cabinets to be cleaned inside, but only a superficial outside cleaning, more like a surface cleaning to every single part of the house, just to make it look decent enough for the next owner.